Oh, good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，晚上好。
We thank the Lord that He has brought us to this far.
我们感谢主，他带我们一直走过这一段。
In every heart here,
这里的每一颗心
，The Lord Jesus is precious.
主都是宝贝的。
When we gather here, it's so wonderful.
当我们这样聚集的时候，是何等的美好。
Because the Lord Jesus is in every heart.
因为主耶稣就在每一颗心的里面。
He is the reason of our joy.
他是我们喜乐的原因。
We had this picture taken just a few minutes away, a few minutes ago.
我们刚才几分钟以前照了这个相。
So many of us.
这么多人。
You know, there are older ones and there are younger ones.
有年长的，有年幼的。
But thank the Lord.Lord Jesus is our joy.
我们的主耶稣是我们的喜乐。
Now, this session is my last session with brothers and sisters.
这是我与弟兄姐妹们这一次最后的一堂。
Now, we have been, the Lord has put in our hearts this burden of His inheritance.
那主把这样的负担，他的产业放在我的心中。
And we have read, the verses about this matter of inheritance.
我们读了关于产业的圣经节。
The Lord God is our inheritance.
我们的主，我们的神是我们的产业。
And He said that we are His inheritance.
他也说我们是他的产业。
And He also said, in His inheritance, He wants to find the riches of glory.
他也说在他的产业中他要得着丰盛的荣耀。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is extremely encouraging to us.
弟兄姐妹们，这对于我们来说是极为鼓励的。
You know, people like us, but God has the expectation that He finds glory here.
像我们这样的人，神指望从我们中间得着荣耀。
Now this matter of He being our inheritance,
那这个他作为我们的产业这件事
，That says that He gives us something.
他要给我们一个什么
？Now we are just on the receiving side.
我们是在接受的这边。
But this matter of we are His inheritance.
但是我们若做他的产业
，Then there is some requirement that He requires of us.
那他就对我们有一些的要求。
Yeah, He wants to find something. He wants to get something from us.
他要从我们中间得着一些。
So, brothers and sisters.So on one hand, we are receiver. We are the receiver of His blessing.
一面我们是接受、承受他祝福的人。
But on the other hand, He has requirement on us.
另一面他对我们有要求。
You know, He cannot be without us.
他不能没有我们。
He needs you.
他需要你。
He needs me.
他也需要我。
To have His glory shine.
才能叫他的荣耀彰显。
So dear brothers and sisters, it's such a tremendous thing.
弟兄姐妹们，这是何等大的事！
You know, I thank the Lord for that.
我感谢神。
You know, we the little people like us,
像我们这么渺小的人，
that He depends on us to show His glory.
他需要依靠我们，他的荣耀才能彰显。
So thank the Lord for that.
我们感谢主。
Now, the first session we had, we went through the Old Testament to see.The glory of His inheritance in His saints, as in the Old Testament.
那我们第一个晚上从旧约的圣徒们看见他产业的丰盛。
And the second session we have is the glory of His inheritance as shown in Ephesians.
那第二堂我们从以弗所书看见他丰盛的荣耀。
In other words, as from Apostle Paul's own experience.
换句话说，也是从使徒保罗个人的经历。
And then,The Lord, and He, the wonderful thing is this brother is able to bring out this wonderful thing about God's inheritance.
奇妙的就是这一位弟兄能够把神的产业这个事，这么荣耀的事讲出来。
And now the third thing, this today, I would like just to show you some pictures in the book of Isaiah.
今天晚上我就想从以赛亚书中间的几幅图画来告诉你们。
Yeah, it's actually at the end of Isaiah.
是在以赛亚书末后的时候。
Now, one of the reasons is this idea of we being God's inheritance is very much in the heart of Isaiah.
那么我们是神的产业，也是在以赛亚心中的那个事。
And then we have read in Isaiah chapter 19.The last verse.
我们读过以赛亚书十九章最后的那个部分。
And then the Lord said, "Egypt is my people, And Assyria is my work.
他说这个埃及我的百姓，亚述我手的工作。
And Israel my inheritance.
以色列我的产业。
Now inheritance means a lot more than just people.
那产业不单单只是说到人。
The inheritance means this is the thing that represents him.
产业就是这一个是代表他的。
So God's heart is very much tied up with this inheritance.
神的心与他的产业是连结的。
He had great expectation for his people Israel.
他对他的以色列他的百姓有很高的期望。
And just like today, he has great expectation for his church.
就好像今天他对他的教会有很高的期望。
And he has great expectation for you and for me.
他对你和我有很高的期望。
So this is the book of Isaiah.
这是以赛亚书。
And actually,the reason I would like to show brothers and sisters some pictures there is in the book of Isaiah. I mean, Isaiah talks about a lot of things, but there is one thing from the beginning to the end of Isaiah. Isaiah has his eyes on the group of people.
那以赛亚书这一本书说了很多的事情，但是从头到尾说到一群的人。
Yeah, this group of people in their heart is God.
这一群人他们的心中有神。
And God is actually their inheritance.
神是他们的产业。
And somehow gradually when they grow up.
当他们长大以后。
And when time goes on.
当时间推移。
And when they go through one matter after another.
他们经历一件又一件的事。
And then they realize they actually are the inheritance of God.
他们就明白他们自己是神的产业。
And there is something that God trusts them.
那神
put in them.
神又托付给他们一些什么？
So thank the Lord for that.
我们感谢主。
And halfway, the Lord showed them, I have my servant.
到一半的时候，这个以赛亚书告诉我们，神有他的仆人。
He said, "Behold my servant."
他说，看啊，我的仆人。
So thank the Lord, this servant comes to actually lead all these people forward.
感谢主有这一位仆人来带领众人往前。
And then toward the end of the book.
那快到以赛亚书结束的时候。
And this servant, this particular servant, has assignment for his people.
这个仆人又对他的百姓有一些的要求。
They have some responsibility given to them.
他给他们一些责任。
Now those responsibilities are what we want to share tonight.
那这些责任就是我们今天晚上想要交通的。
So, brothers and sisters, Let's read a few scriptures.
我们来读几处的经文。
First of all, let's still remember that verse. I want people, brothers and sisters, really remember Psalm 16:5.
有一节我特别要你们记得的，就是在诗篇第十六篇。
We have read so many times.
我们读了好几遍。
I can't find it. Let me just say, it is Jacob, my people. Jacob, his people.And Israel, his inheritance.
Right? No? That's
Psalm 78. Oh, I'm sorry. That's another one. So it just says, it's just that David was just saying, the Lord is my inheritance, my portion.
他说耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份。
Let's listen to him speaking in English.
Oh Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup.
Okay, brothers and sisters, you see, in David's heart, the Lord is his inheritance.
在大卫的心中，主是他的产业。
And then, Psalm 78.
诗篇七十八篇。
是不是七十八？对了。
I think so.
And verse 71.
Yeah. 七十八篇七十一节。
Yeah. Now there, yes, there the Lord says, Jacob my people and Israel my inheritance.
这里说神自己的百姓是雅各自己的产业以色列。
And then the next one is Isaiah.
再来就是以赛亚书。
Isaiah chapter 19.
以赛亚书十九章。
And verse 25.
二十五节。
Now there, the Lord Jehovah said, Egypt, my people, Assyria, the work of my hand, and Israel, my inheritance.
万军之耶和华说：埃及，我的百姓， 亚述我手的工作，以色列我的产业。
So, brothers and sisters, let's remember that.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们记得这个。
It's not this thing that he is our inheritance, we are his inheritance. It's not just something that pulled from the air. This is something that God said again and again and again.
这个我们是神的产业，不是我们随便说的，乃是圣经里面神一再又一再说的。
And then Apostle Paul called that.
那使徒保罗也说这个。
And that was the caught that. And then that's the basis of the first chapter of Ephesians.
那使徒保罗也抓住这个，他就写了以弗所书第一章。
Yeah. So now, let's look at a few verses in Isaiah.
我们再来看以赛亚书有其他的几节圣经。
So Isaiah chapter 1 verse 3.
第一章第三节。
Remember, Isaiah said,that Israel is supposed to be God's inheritance.
那以赛亚书说这个以色列是神的产业。
Yeah. And then let's see what the real condition of Israel.
我们看看以色列真实的光景如何。
And Isaiah chapter 1 verse 2 and 3. And this is what the Lord said. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth. For the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children.And they have rebelled against me.
第一章第二节，天啊，要听地啊，侧耳听，因为耶和华说，我养育儿女，将他们养大，他们竟背逆我。
The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know. My people do not consider.
牛认识主人，驴认识主人的槽，以色列却不认识，我的民却不留意。
So, brothers and sisters, you see, these people.That God wants them to be His inheritance.
那这些人，神要他们做他的产业。
But these people, they were brought up by the Lord Jehovah, but they rebelled against Him.
他们被耶和华养育长大，却背逆他。
And the Lord said, "The ox knows his owner, and the donkey knows his the master's crib."
神说，牛认识主人，驴认识主人的槽。
But my people do not know.
但是我的百姓却不认识。
They don't even want to consider.
他们也不留意。
Brothers and sisters, so the inheritance of the Lord Jehovah turned out to be so poor, so corrupt.
这个神的产业是这样的贫穷，是这样的败落。
Now, so in the chapter 1, verse 9,
第一章第九节
it says, unless the Lord of hosts had left to us a very small remnant,We would have become like Sodom. We would have been like Gomorrah.
若不是万军之耶和华给我们稍留余种，我们早已像索多玛、俄摩拉的样子。
That means our spiritual condition is so bad. We could have been burned up.
这说明我们属灵的光景是这样的糟糕，我们可能随时被烧掉。
But thank the Lord, there's a small group of people.
但是感谢主，这有一小余的人。
And they do care.
他们关心这个。
They just like that ox.
他们就像这个牛一样
they just like that donkey.
就像那头驴一样
they know who their master is.
他们认识他的主人
they know where is the master's crib.
他们知道主人的槽在哪里
they don't go anywhere else for supply.
他们也不去别的地方得供应
they come to the master's crib.
他们就来到主人的槽
they don't go anywhere else for advice.
他们也不去别的地方寻求建议
they come to the master.
他们来到主人的面前。
So these group of people, just like that ox, just like that donkey.
这一群人就像牛和驴一样。
While other people rebel against God.
其他的人却向神背逆。
And they don't even care.
他们也不在乎。
They don't even consider.
他们也不留意。
So, brothers and sisters, this is the condition of God's inheritance at that point.
这是神产业那个时候的光景。
But thank the Lord, Isaiah saw something brighter.
但是感谢主以赛亚看见一个更明亮的事。
You know, chapter 7, Isaiah's son shows up.
第七章以赛亚的儿子就出来了。
Now his son, he has given his son a name. The name is Shear Jashub.
他给他的儿子起了一个名字，叫第三节施雅述。
Yeah, the Shear Jashub simply means that.The remnant shall return.
施雅雅述的意思就是余民归回。
So, okay. So the Isaiah's heart is connected with God.
以赛亚的心与神连结。
Isaiah knows that God wants his people to be his inheritance.
他也知道神要以色列做他的产业。
But when God looks around, there's none.
但是神到处观看却没有折倒。
And Isaiah's heart was connected with God.
但是以赛亚的心与神连结。
So he gave his son a name.
他就给他儿子这个名字。
The remnant shall return.
余民归回。
Now return to where?
回到哪里呢？
Now, chapter 10 actually says to return to the mighty God.
第七章就是说回到那大能的神那里。
And chapter 10.
第十章。
Yeah. So chapter 10, he gave his son a name, a remnant shall return. And chapter 10 says to return to the mighty God.
第七章他给他起一个名字，余民归回。第十章他就说他们要归回到大能的神那里。
Dear brothers and sisters, it is very interesting.
弟兄姐妹，这是很有趣的。
If the returns only return to Jerusalem,
如果这些归回的人只回到耶路撒冷,
then it has nothing much to do with you and me.
对于你我来说就没有太大的关系了。
Because today we are in Canada.
因为我们今天在加拿大。
And Jerusalem is far away.
耶路撒冷离我们很远。
But he says, my son's name is to return to the mighty God.
但是我儿子的名字他说要归回到大能的神呢?
That means it has to do with you and it has to do with me.
这就是跟你我有关了。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters. There is encouragement that we ought to go back to the mighty God.
弟兄姐妹们，这里面对我们有鼓励的，因为我们应当回到那大能的神那里。
Now, coming to chapter 37 of Isaiah.
我们来到三十七章的时候。
Now, there it mentioned the remnant again.
他这里又说到余民。
What happened is Jerusalem was surrounded by Assyria.
这个时候耶路撒冷被亚述 围攻。
Assyrian army is like 185,000 people.
亚述有18万的军队。
And then the people in Judah, they were shaken up.
犹大这时候害怕了。
And the king Hezekiah was so scared.
他们的犹大王
西
西家现在极其惧怕。
Yeah, so he went to the Lord.
他就来到神的面前。
So the Lord sent Isaiah to talk to Hezekiah.
神就打发以赛亚去跟西西家说。
Now Isaiah told Hezekiah, the Lord said this.
以赛亚跟西西家说，耶和华如此说。
The Lord says, don't worry about what happened around, you know, these armies surrounding your city.
他说不要担心这些围绕你城的这些军队。
I'm going to get rid of them.
我要把他们都拿走。
Now, indeed, brothers and sisters, in a couple of days, the Lord indeed wiped out of 185,000 people.
神在没有几天就确实把这十八万五千的军队都拿走。
Yeah, it's by a plague.
就是借着一个灾难。
灾难，对。So, but then the Lord says, you know, tell Hezekiah to think far away.
以赛亚告诉西西家王说要想远一点。
You have to think more basic things.
你要想那更基本的事情。
So you have to take root downward.
你要向下扎根。
You have to bring fruit upward.
向上结果。
Now, this, so to take root downward is not something immediate.
向下扎根不是马上就能做成的事情。
Yeah, and that the reason the Lord is telling Hezekiah, you know, you have to take root downward again.
主就跟西西家说，你要再向下扎根。
Yeah, again means some time ago, many many hundreds of years ago, my people Israel indeed did that.
再向下扎根就是许许多多年以前，我以色列的百姓做过这个事。
But now for about more than 100 years, we are not doing that.
但是大概有一百年我们并没有做这个。
So you're spiritually very weak.
所以你们属灵光景很软弱。
So when enemy came, surround your city, you're so scared.
所以敌人来围绕你的城你就惧怕。
So what you have to do is to take root downward again.
所以你要做的就是再向下扎根。
And this is Isaiah chapter 37, I think is verse 30.
这就是三十七章第三十节。
Yeah.
三十一节。
Yeah, 30, verse 31. But...Brothers and sisters, this thing, the Lord is addressing the remnant.
但是这件事主是跟余民说的。
Said, might the remnant of Jacob.
是
雅
各的余民。
You have to take root downward.
你们要向下扎根。
So dear brothers and sisters, you see, the inheritance was poor.
你看见这个产业是贫穷的。
It's poor for a reason.
它贫穷是有原因的。
It's poor for a long, long time. We have not taken root downward.
它贫穷因为很长时间我们没有向下扎根。
You know, brothers and sisters, at the time of Samuel, at the time of David, indeed, Israelites took root downward.
在撒母耳、在大卫的时候，以色列人确实是向下扎根的。
Samuel taught the people to pray.
撒母耳教导他们祷告。
And David taught people to love the Lord.
大卫教导人要爱神。
To love the Lord be above anything.
要爱主超过一切所有的。
But then from Solomon, the time Solomon down.
但是从所罗门开始。
They have not been doing that.
他们就没有在做这个。
So they are very weak.
他们就软弱了。
You know, so that's why the Lord says, take root downward again.
所以这里说你们人要往下扎根。
So thank the Lord. And the Lord has great hope for them.
感谢主，他神对他们还有盼望。
The Lord says, you know, if you take root downward again, just in a few years, you will be strong.
你若向下扎根，不几年你就会强壮。
And you will be able to come out the city of Jerusalem and be my testimony.
你就能从耶路撒冷出来做我的见证。
And the zeal of the Lord will perform it.
耶和华的热心必成就这事。
So this is chapter 37.
这是三十七章。
So thank the Lord, although Israelites were so weak.
感谢主，因为以色列人虽然软弱。
But the Lord did not give them up.
但是神没有放弃他们。
You know, the Lord still wants to strengthen them.
主还要再坚固他们。
A few chapters down, chapter 40.
那到第四十章。
Now there is a verse that all of us are very familiar with.
我们很熟悉的一节。
It says, those who look to the Lord, wait for the Lord, will regain strength.
那等候耶和华的必重新得力。
And they will be lift up as eagle with wings.
并如鹰展翅上腾。
And they can run without getting tired.
他们奔跑却不困倦。
And they can walk without getting weary.
行走却不疲乏。
Brothers and sisters, these people were asking the Lord a question.
这些人在问主一个问题。
This is chapter 40.
这是第四十章。
Now these people were walking.
他们在行走。
And they're walking in the right direction.
他们走在对的路上。
But they are so tired.
但是他们疲乏了。
Everything is so difficult.
每一件事情都是这么困难。
It's not easy outside, it's not easy inside.
外面不容易，里面也不容易。
And they tell the Lord, how come you did not see our ways?
他们就问主说，主啊，你怎么不看顾我们？
And how come, you know, our difficulties you don't know?
为什么你不知道我们的难处？
But the Lord said,
但是主说
you know, I have always, I know.
主耶和华说，我知道，我知道。
You know, I have never rested.
我从未休息。
You know, your difficulties, I know.
你的难处我知道。
You know, you are tired.
我知道你们疲倦。
Even the younger ones will get tired.
就是年轻人也疲倦。
But, you know, those who wait upon the Lord will regain strength.
但是等候耶和华的必重新得力。
And he will be lift up.Like having wings, like eagle.
他们就好像如鹰展翅上腾。
And they will walk to the same direction without feeling tired.
他们在同样走这个方向，不疲倦。
And they will run without weary.
他们奔跑不困倦。
So, brothers and sisters, this is the verse that so many of us remember.
这是我们很多人都记得的圣经。
But, brothers and sisters, know that it talks about these people who walk with the Lord.
但是这一节是说到那些与主同行的人。
If you don't walk with the Lord,
你如果不与神同行，
this will not be your experience.
这不是你能经历的。
But if we walk with the Lord,
但是我们若与神同行，
there will be difficulties.
虽然有难处，
you know, there will be difficulties. And even we get tired.
虽然我们会疲倦。
The problem outside, the problem inside.
外面有难处，里面有难处。
Where is my motivation?
我的动力在哪里？
Where is my encouragement?
我的鼓励在哪里？
How come I fail again and again?
为什么我一再的失败？
How come when I see my brothers and sisters, we fail again and again?
为什么我看见弟兄姐妹就失败？
The Lord says, I know.
主说我知道。
And those who wait upon me will gain new strength.
等候耶和华的要重新得力。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this is our Lord's encouragement to his people.
这是主鼓励他的百姓的话。
You know, so when the whole Israel and Judah, you know, people don't care.
当以色列、当犹大 他们的百姓不在乎的时候。
And there is a small group of people they care.
有一小群的人他们在乎。
And they walk with the Lord.
他们也与主同行。
And then they face so much difficulty.
他们虽然经历很多的难处。
And they felt disappointed with themselves.
他们却自己对自己灰心。
How come I fail again and again and again?
为什么我一再的失败呢？
But the Lord says, I know, I know, I know.
但是主说，我知道，我知道。
You know, those who get tired, you know,Wait upon me, and I will have them gain new strength.
当那些人等候在我面前的时候，他们要重新得力。
So, brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord for that.
我们感谢神。
There's a. We talked about the history. I would talk about Abraham.
我们说到历史，说到亚伯拉罕。
Oh, so wonderful.
那很好。
You know he.Walk with God heavenly way.
他与神同行这属天的路。
And God considered him as his friend.
神就看他为朋友。
And then we also talk about his descendants. We talk about Isaac. We talk about Jacob.
我们也说到他的后裔，说到以撒、雅各。
You know these remnants, they had a sigh. They had a 叹息。
叹息。
Yeah.
So the remnant. 渔民有一个叹息。
Yeah, their sigh goes like this.
他们的叹息是这样说的。
They said, you know, Lord, how come? You know, you seem to, your love for us seems to get cold, have got cold.
他们说，主耶和华，你对我们的爱为什么冷淡呢？
And Abraham doesn't know us.
亚伯拉罕不认识我们。
And Jacob, Israel, doesn't recognize us.
以色列也不承认我们。
And yet, you are still our father.
但是你仍是我们的父。
So, let's turn to chapter 63 of Isaiah.
这是在63章的。
Yeah, I just want you to know that it's actually encouraged me a lot.
这个话对我很有鼓励。
Isaiah 63, and verse... 15 and 16. 15. Look down from heaven and see from your habitation, holy and glorious. Where are your zeal and your strength, the yearning of your heart and your mercies toward me? Are they restrained?
求你从天上垂顾，从你圣洁荣耀的居所观看。你的热心和你的大能的作为在哪里呢？你爱慕的心肠和怜悯向我们止住了。
Verse 16, Doubtless you are our father, though Abraham was ignorant of us, and Israel does not acknowledge us. You, O Lord, are our father. Our Redeemer from everlasting is your name.
亚伯拉罕虽然不认识我们，以色列也不承认我们，你却是我们的父。耶和华，你是我们的父，从万古以来，你名称为我们的救赎主。
And sisters, what does this mean?
这个是什么意思呢？
What does it mean that Abraham doesn't recognize us?
怎么叫亚伯拉罕不认识我们呢？
And Israel does not acknowledge us.
以色列也不承认我们。
What does that mean?
是什么意思呢？
Now, brothers and sisters, when I was reading this a long time ago, I said, of course, we are now, I mean, at the time of Isaiah is like 1,300 years later than Abraham.
我当初读这个时候，我想是的，因为以赛亚的时代跟亚伯拉罕时代相差了1300年。
So of course, Abraham would not know them.
当然，亚伯拉罕不认识他们。
Now of course, Israel would not know them.
以色列也不承认他们。
Does it mean that? It doesn't really mean that.
但是好像不是这个意思。
It means that these people feel so bad about themselves.
是这些人他们看自己的时候觉得实在是很悲惨。
You know, we are not his inheritance.
因为我们不是他的产业。
We are not worthy.
我们不配的。
How come we're so bad?
为什么我们这么差呢？
So they pray to the Lord.
他们就向神祷告了。
Lord,Abraham doesn't recognize us.
主啊，亚伯拉罕不认识我们。
What does that mean?
这什么意思？
You see, brothers and sisters, we read about Abraham two sessions ago.
我们两堂以前读到亚伯拉罕。
You know, Abraham followed the Lord all the way.
亚伯拉罕一路跟随神。
You know, so difficult his life.
他的 生命那么难。
It's so difficult what God has tested him.
神试炼他的那些事情是那么的难。
But Abraham followed the Lord faithfully.
但是亚伯拉罕凭信心跟随。
And finally he was a victor.
最后他得胜。
Yeah. So, and then these people were saying, when Abraham saw our condition, he would not recognize us.
这些人就说，如果亚伯拉罕看见我们的光景，他必不承认我们。
Now what about this Israel?
那么以色列如何？
Now, Israel's name was Jacob.
以色列原名叫雅各。
You know, we all know that Jacob, he actually wanted to have God's blessing and the firstborn right.
雅各是想要得到神的祝福和长子的名分。
So he cheated his brother.
他就骗他的哥哥。
Now his brother wanted to punish him.
他的哥哥要惩罚他。
So his mom said, run away.
他妈妈就跟他说，你快跑吧。
He went.
他就跑了。
So he went.And then from that point on, he suffered for 20 years.
他跑了以后，从那以后他受苦二十年。
Yeah, for 20 years he served his uncle.
他在他舅舅的家里服侍他。
Yeah, 7 years, another 7 years, and then 6 years.
七年，七年又六年。
He suffered a lot.
他就受苦。
But in the meantime, you know, the Lord was with him all the time.
但是这一路神与他同在。
You know, he has a wife, he has children.
他有妻子，有孩子。
Yeah, he has sheep, he has camels.
他有羊，有骆驼。
And one day the Lord appeared to him.
那有一天神就向他显现。
Go back to Bethel.
回伯特利。
Yeah, go back to Bethel.
你要回伯特利。
And thank the Lord, Jacob said, that's exactly what I want.
那感谢主，雅各这个时候说，我也要这个。
You know, all these things that I had is so empty.
我得的这些东西都是虚空的。
I have wife.I have children, I have camels.
我有妻子，有孩子，有骆驼，有羊。
But my heart is so empty.
但是我的心是空虚的。
So he went.
他就去了。
He went. So that night, when he came to the bank of the river.
那一个晚上他来到渡河口的时候。
Yeah, it's the river of Jabba.
他在约巴河的岸边。
Yeah, and his brother was waiting on the other side of the river.
他的哥哥在河那边等他。
He was so scared.
他害怕。
He sent his wife over.He sent his children over. He sent his camels over.
他打发他的妻子、孩子、他的骆驼一对一对的过去。
And that night, he was face to face with a man.
那一个晚上，他与一个人面对面。
And that man came.
那个人来了。
Wrestle with him.
与他摔跤。
Hold on.
一整晚。
And that man did not make him lose.
那个人没有让他输。
And then about daybreak.
大概天要亮的时候。
And that man says, I have to go.
那个人说：“我该走了。”
And then Jacob says, "No, you have to bless me."
雅各说：“不行，你一定要祝福我。”
So after a whole night of wrestling, Jacob realized that this is not just a man.
摔了一个晚上的跤，雅各就知道了，这不是一个普通的人。
This man is from God.
这是从神来的人。
So he said, "You cannot just leave me."
他说：“你不能就这样离开我。”
And you have to bless me.
你要先祝福我。
Your brothers and sisters.He already has wife.
他那个时候已经有妻子。
Two wives and then concubines.
两个妻子，两个妾。
And then he has 12 kids.
十二个儿子。
And then a daughter too.
还有一个女儿。
And he has a whole bunch of camels and sheep.
然后骆驼羊群很多。
Now he would not have asked for a blessing, meaning another wife or another camel or another son. That's not what he wants.
他也没有再求一个老婆，再多一个儿子。
What he wants.Is the Lord, you cannot leave me.
他要的就是主啊，你不能离开我。
You know, so that man said, "What's your name?"
那个人就问他了，你叫什么名字
？My name is Jacob.
我叫雅各。
So that man said, "Your name is no longer called Jacob."
那个人说，你的名不要再叫雅各了。
And your name is Israel.
是改叫以色列。
Brothers and sisters, what does Israel mean?
以色列是什么意思呢
？Israel means prince with God.
神的王子。
You know, brothers and sisters, I think Jacob at that time couldn't believe that.
雅各那个时候信不过这个。
He knew how tricky he was.
他知道他自己是这么诡诈的人。
And he knew, you know, all through these 20 years.You know, he actually was outsmarting his uncle.
他这过去的二十年与他的舅舅斗智。
He knew he was not a good guy.
他知道他不是一个好人。
But now, God want him to be his prince.
但是现在神要他做神的王子。
What does prince mean?
王子是什么？
I think prince means at least two things.
王子至少有两个意义的。
First of all, when people see you, they know that you are my prince.
当人看见他，他就知道他是神的王子。
So he represents God.
他就代表神。
Yeah, he represents God.
他代表神。
The other thing is you are my prince.Therefore, my inheritance, you're going to manage.
你是我的王子，你就要管理我的产业。
So these are the two main things.
这是这两个重要的事。
Brothers and sisters, he couldn't believe that.
他雅各信不过这个。
But by the grace of the Lord, he went on.
但是靠着神的恩典，他继续走下去。
You know, he suffered. He used to be a very able man.
他从前是一个大有能力的人。
But after that,
但是那一天以后
he's never.An outwardly able man.
他外面再也不是一个有能力的人。
But in his heart, he knew who he's following.
在他的心中，他却知道他跟随谁。
And in his heart, he knows what is important in my life, what is important in my kids' life.
在他的心中，他就知道他生命中重要的是什么，他孩子们心生命中重要的是什么。
So that's the story of Israel.
这是以色列的故事。
Now these remnants said,
那这些渔民说
，Lord.You know, we are so poor.
我们主啊，我们实在是贫穷。
You know, we failed again and again.
我们一再的失败。
And we are so weak.
我们这样的软弱。
We are not like him.
我们不像他。
So Israel does not recognize us.
所以以色列也不承认我们。
But the wonder is these people cry out and say, "But Lord, you are still our father."
但是这些人向神呼求说，耶和华，你仍是我们的父。
Dear brothers and sisters, you know, oftentimes we think we are not good enough.
弟兄姐妹们，常常我们觉得我们不够好。
And thank the Lord we have that sense.
我们感谢神，我们有这样的认知。
You know, we are not good not because, I don't get an A.
不是因为我考试没有拿到 A.
I'm not good because there's a distance between me and the Lord.
我不够好是因为我和神中间还有一段距离。
What he expects of me to be his inheritance, I'm not worthy.
他盼望我做他的产业，我还不配。
Now I don't know if I can walk on.
我不知道我能继续走得下去。
Just like what these remnants were saying.
就像这些渔民在说。
But then they cry out.
他们向神呼求。
But God, you are still our Father.
耶和华，你仍是我们的父。
So dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，The mercy of the Lord, the grace of the Lord, the love of the Lord, keep us going.
神的怜悯，他的恩典和他的爱。一直让我们往前。
He knows our condition much more than we do when we know ourselves.
他知道我们的光景比我们自己知道的还要多。
And he will do things so that we can walk on.
他要做一些的事情让我们能继续走。
Thank the Lord for that.
我们感谢主。
So this is the story of the remnant.
这是渔民的故事。
Now halfway in the book in chapter 42.
在42章的时候。
Now one person shows up.
有一个人出现了。
The Lord says, "Behold, my servant."
神说，看啊，我的仆人。
Now, of course, he actually showed up a little earlier.
那他这个仆人在前面也有。
In chapter 7, it talks about a virgin will give birth to a son.
第七章说到有童女怀孕生子。
And chapter 9 talks about a great light from heaven.
第九章说到神天上来的大光。
And chapter 42 it comes a strong way.
那四十二章就来到一个很强烈的话。
The Lord said, "Behold, my servant."
说看啊，我的仆人。
And sisters, who will look, who will not?
谁看谁不看
？Those people who don't care.
那些不在乎的人
Those people who will not consider,
那些不留心的人
they will not look,
他们不会看的
they will not listen,
他们也不听
but these remnants,
但是这些渔民
they were just like that ox,
他们就像那头牛一样
just like that donkey,
就像那头驴一样
they know where to go for their master,
他们知道去哪里找主人
they know where they go for the supply,
他们也知道去哪里得供应
the master's crib and nowhere else,
主人的巢别的地方不去
so when the Lord saysBehold my servant.
所以主说，看啊，我的仆人。
When not too many people want to look, these people look.
但是看的人不多，但是这些人看。
Thank the Lord for that.
感谢主。
And then when Isaiah proceeds on.
当以赛亚继续说的。
No, and then we come to the end of the book.
我们就来到这个书的最后了。
Yeah, and then in chapter 61.
在六十一章。
And This servant of the Lord introduced his own mission.
这个神的仆人把他自己的使命讲出来。
Yeah, and now let's take a look at that.
在六十一章。
And verse 1 and verse 3.
第一节和第三节。
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound.
主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华用膏膏我，叫我传好信息给谦卑的人，差遣我医好伤心的人，报告被掳的得释放，被囚的出监牢。
So this servant that the Lord says, look, he now tell us why the Lord sent him, what the Lord sent him to do.
这个仆人现在告诉我们主耶和华差遣他来做什么。
Yeah, he says, the Lord sent me to bring good tidings to people, to the poor.
他叫我传好的信息给谦卑的贫穷的人。
And set people free from the prison.
也将被囚的出监牢。
And then he said, started to say something. He points to Zion.
他在说到西安的事。
Yeah, brothers and sisters, it's a turning point in the descriptions of the Isaiah.
这是对于这个仆人的一个转描述的一个转折点。
Yeah, because he was the servant and so on. But now the servant point our attention to Zion.
他本来是这个仆人，但是现在这个仆人把我们的注意力转向西安。
Verse 3,
第三节。
To counsel those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy of mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of the heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified.
是华冠与西安悲哀的人代替灰尘，喜乐油代替悲哀，赞美衣代替忧伤之灵，使他们称为公义树，是耶和华所栽的，叫他得荣耀。
So starting from this point, the servant of the Lord point our attention to Zion.
这个时候开始，这个神的仆人把我们的注意力转向西安。
What does that mean today?
那今天是什么意思呢？
The Lord point our attention to His own church.
就是主把我们的目光转向他的教会。
So these servants, I mean these people, these remnants now, he leads them to be good servants.
这个仆人就带领这些渔民做神好的仆人。
Yeah, to be God's servant and have their eyesight on Zion.
要他们做神的仆人，叫他们的眼目看西安。
No, to see what? To see Zion about what?
看西安看什么呢？
Now, here, it gives us you know, he says that there are trees there.
他说那里有树。
And he says these people are those who mourn in Zion.
这些人呢是与西安悲哀的人。
Princesses, what does mourn in Zion?
什么是在西安悲哀的人？
Now, if you don't care about Zion,
如果你不在乎西安，
you're not going to mourn.
你不会为他悲哀。
It's only those who care about Zion.
只有那
些 mourn for Zion.
只有那些关心西安的人才为他悲哀。
What does that mean for us today?
这对我们来说是什么意思呢？
If we don't care about the condition of our church.
如果我们不关心教会的光景。
Yeah, and then the Lord cannot do anything to you and to me.
神就不能在你我身上做什么。
But if you and me care for the condition of the church.
但是你我若关心教会的光景。
Then the Lord is going to do something.
那神就要做点什么。
What does he do?
他做什么呢？
Now here it says, he will make those who mourn in Zion trees of righteousness.
他要让这些替西安悲哀的人成为公义的生命树，公义树。
Yeah. So these trees of righteousness are planted by God.
这些公义树是耶和华所栽种的。
And they exist for a purpose.
他们存在为了一个目的。
And the purpose is so that he can get glory.
就是叫神得荣耀。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this is what these who mourn in Zion is related to Zion.
那这些与西安悲哀的人是跟西安有关系的人。
So, dear brothers and sisters, you know what it's reminding us of is we got to, you know, care about the condition of the church.
这个提醒我们，我们需要关心 教会的光景。
Yeah, if we care for the condition of the church,
如果我们关心教会的光景
，and the Lord will make you and make me trees of righteousness,
神就会把你和我做成公义树。
Now the purpose of the tree of righteousness is not your beauty and not my beauty.
公义树不是要你和我显出美丽来。
The purpose of the trees of righteousness is for His glory.
公义树是为着他得荣耀。
So, brothers and sisters, and then the trees of righteousness is not just anything. The trees of righteousness is planted by God.
公义树不是普通的，是耶和华所栽种的。
That means the seed is from Him.
说明这个种子是从他那里来的。
That means the life is from Him.
生命也从那里来的。
So, brothers and sisters, I think this is a very encouraging picture to us.
弟兄姐妹们，这是对我们一个很鼓励的图画。
Now, we all know in the New Testament.That the life of Christ has to be in us.
在新约圣经告诉我们，基督的生命要在我们里面。
Now, why is that important?
为什么这个重要呢？
You know, and then the New Testament says we have to grow.
新约圣经告诉我们要长大。
We have to grow in the Lord.
我们要在基督里长大。
And we have to let His life grow in us.
我们要让他的生命在我们里面长大。
Now, why is that important?
为什么这个重要呢？
So Isaiah already said.
以赛亚已经说了
it's the, you know, it's actually at the end is for His glory.
最后是为着神的荣耀。
Yeah. So if we mourn in Zion,
如果我们在锡安悲哀
if we mourn for Zion,
因为我们为锡安悲哀
now the servant of the Lord is going to do something.
神的仆人就要做一点什么。
What does he do?
他做什么呢？
He will put life in you and put life in me.
他就把生命放在你我的里头。
It's God's life.
这是神的生命。
God life in you, God life in me.
神的生命在你，在我里面。
You know, we are still, we will not grow physically forever.
我们身体是不能一直长的。
But that life in you and life in me will grow forever.
但是那个在我们里面的生命是一直长的。
It will grow.
一直长。
It will get large.
越来越大。
You know, even sometimes when we are struck down by diseases,
有的时候我们被疾病所击倒
and sometimes we are not able to walk because our leg is hurt
有的时候脚痛了走不动了
but that life in us the life of Christ in us will continue to grow
但是在我们里面的基督的生命要一直的长
and it grows like a large tree
就长成一个大树
you know in our California we have this redwood
在加州有这个红杉树
you know, the redwood actually grows very very tall
它这个红杉树可以长很高的
and then they grow for a long time
也可以长很长的时间
you know, the thunder, the storm cannot destruct it
打雷下雨刮风它们都不倒
some of the oldest redwood is as old as Abraham's time
有红杉树好像亚伯拉罕那个年代那么老
it's like more than 3,000 years old
三四千年前
there's nothing in the world he has not seen
他这世上经过什么，他都见过了。
See, but the wonder is the life of Christ in us is like that.
这奇妙的事就是基督在我们里面的生命也是这样。
It actually can indefinitely grow.
它可以一直长。
Our own physical body, no. Our own physical body stop.
我们这个物质的身体是不会一直长的。
And when you get older, you get weaker.
我们年老了就衰弱了。
But that internal, the life inside.Will be fresh, will grow forever.
但是这里面是长新的，是一直长的。
And we will grow, and then when people see us, they see the glory of God.
它长到一定时候，神人看见我们，就看见神的荣耀。
That's the life. That's the idea of this tree of righteousness.
这就是这个公义树的这个意义。
Now another thing, brothers and sisters, this righteousness doesn't mean that every time I go see my teacher, I'm very polite to him.
公义不是说当你遇到你老师的时候，你对他很客气。
And I do this good thing, I do that good thing. The tree of righteousness is not our righteousness outside.
我也做这个好事或者做那个好事，公义不是我们外面的公义。
Now, when I was reading this thing a couple of years ago, I actually did a little experiment.
我几年前读这个的时候，我做了一个小试验。
You know, it took me 2 days. I you know, in these days, I told the Lord, I want to find something righteous in me.
我就跟神说啊，我想在我里面找一些的公义出来。
If I don't have righteous in me, then I cannot be the tree of righteousness.
如果我里面找不出公义，我怎么做公义树呢？
Now I literally look for 2 days.
我就找了两天。
You know, and then anything that looks that appears to be good is not really good.
看起来好的其实都不好。
You know, I'm very nice to my wife.
我对我的妻子很好。
And I think she would agree.
她也同意的应该。
And but when I think about it, the reason I'm nice to her is so that she can cook me the good things.
但是我一想啊，我对她好，她是为了让她煮好吃的给我吃。
Now if she got mad with me, then the life would be terrible.
她要生气了，我的生活就糟糕了。
See, and then why am I good to my son?
为什么我对我的儿子好呢？
Because I'm good to him, then I have less trouble.
我对他好，我就少招惹麻烦。
If my son is not happy with me, then it will be tons of trouble.
如果我儿子跟我关系不好，麻烦多了。
So, brothers and sisters, our so-called righteousness, they always has a purpose.
我们的所谓的义都是有目的的。
It's actually pretty selfish.
都是自私的。
You know, we Chinese say, 你若是对他好，他才会对你好。
You be nice to them, they be nice to you.
See, this is our driver.
这就是我们的动力。
Now, is this righteousness according to God?
这是神说的公义吗？
No,
不是。
See, our righteousness is always pretty selfish.
我们的公义都是自私的。
You know, Isaiah, I think it's Isaiah 63 or 64, he said, our righteousness is like a filthy rag.
以赛亚书说我们的义就好像破烂的衣裳。
It's really true.
是真的。
So I searched for 2 days, two nights.
我找了两天两夜。
And I gave up.
我就放弃了。
And I know one thing.
我就明白了一个道理。
Indeed, in me, there's nothing righteous.
在我里面没有良善。
You know, there's anything, if anything good, it is coming from the Lord.
如果有好的都是从主来。
Is anything that's good and not selfish?Comes from the Lord.
有一些不是自私的东西，都是从神来的。
Yeah, come from the life of Christ.
都是从基督的生命来的。
So thank the Lord. That's the meaning of the trees of righteousness.
这个是公义树的意义。
Brothers and sisters, if you and I are not a believer,
弟兄姐妹，如果你我不是信主的人
，there's no hope of even touch that righteousness.
我们连摸到那个公义都摸不到。
But since you and I are believers.
但是因为你我是信主的。
Now, you and I have been saved by grace.
我们是因着恩典得救的。
And sisters, there's infinite supply of that righteousness.
那有无限的供应供应给我们。
That's how wonderful, you know, our faith is.
这就是我们信心的宝贝。
It can make us trees of righteousness.
它是信心让我们成为公义的树。
Now, regarding our service,
关于我们的侍奉。
See, sometimes we think that, I can't sing and I can't play piano, I cannot talk, so how do I serve?
有的时候我们想又不能唱歌，又不会弹琴，又不能讲话，怎么服侍呢？
And then, you know, in Colossians,
在哥罗西书里头
in chapter 2 and chapter 4,
第二章第四章
when Apostle Paul talks about his own service,
当保罗说到他自己的服侍的时候
he says, So I serve so that the saints can stand firm before God.
他让圣徒们在神面前可以站立得稳。
Yeah, this is what Paul said.
这是保罗说的。
So that essentially means he makes, you know, his service makes brothers and sisters trees of righteousness.
他的侍奉让弟兄姐妹们成为公义的树。
And then there's another brother in Colossians.
在哥罗西书还有一个弟兄
It's called Epaphras.
叫以巴弗提
It's just Epaphras, 以巴弗
以巴弗
Yeah. The Epaphras, and Apostle Paul says, Epaphras serve so that brothers and sisters can stand before God and are perfect in the will of God.
以巴弗的侍奉叫弟兄姐妹们站在神的面前是那样的是那样的完整。
So this is Colossians chapter 4.
这是哥罗西书第四章。
What does that mean?
那是什么意思呢
？That means give us a way to serve in the house of God.
他告诉我们在神的家中如何侍奉。
It is probably more important than people who preach.
比讲道的人更完整。
Probably more important than people who lead songs.
比领诗的人更重要。
So you serve, so that the world, so that the brothers, so that the sister around you. Can become trees of righteousness.
你服侍就叫周围的弟兄姐妹成为公义树。
So you can perfect him.
你就能让他完全。
You know, sometimes he's sad.
有的时候他们伤心了。
Sometimes he feels that there's no motivation.
有的时候他们没有动力了。
And sometimes he feels that he's a failure.
有的时候他们觉得他们自己是一个失败。
But you go over the walk with him.
但你去到他那里与他同行
and buy him an ice cream,
你买一个冰淇淋给他吃
you know, and encourage him,
他鼓励他
so that he can feel the love of God,
他就感觉得到神的爱
so that he can know that God actually has a purpose on him,
他就知道神在他生命中有一个旨意
and so that he know to treasure the life that Christ already given him,
他就能够宝贝那个神给他基督的生命
so that he can regainstrength to grow.
他又重新得力继续成长。
You know, when you see him growing up,
你看他长大了。
And when you see another sister growing up,
你看另外一个姐妹也长大了。
Brothers and sisters, we ourselves got encouraged.
我们自己也蒙鼓励。
See, oftentimes we feel that, I feel so low.
有的时候我们觉得低沉。
What am I doing?
我在干什么?
Now, is there anything good for what I do?
我做的事情有好的吗?
But when you see brothers and sisters in the church,
那你看见教会的弟兄姐妹,
they grow up like trees of righteousness.
他们生长如生命树。
You know, when you see, you give glory to God.
你看见了就归荣耀给神。
This give me encouragement.
这就给我一个鼓励。
Give me encouragement to go on.
叫给我鼓励能够继续走下去。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this is wonderful.
弟兄姐妹们，这实在美好。
Trees of righteousness.
公义的树。
And trees of righteousness not only one.
公义树是不是单数的?
Not just one brother is so outstanding.
不是一个弟兄这么出色的。
It's many brothers and many sisters.
是许多的弟兄，许多的姐妹。
They grow in the Lord.
他们在基督里成长
as trees of righteousness.
如同公义的树
When people see from a long distance,
那有人从远处看见
these trees are together,
这些树是一起的
and then they say, this is Zion.
他们就说这是西安
Brothers and sisters, you see how important it is to let the life of Christ grow in you and in me.
你看见在我们里面基督的生命成长是这么的重要
and how important it is for us to serve in such a wayThat brother and sister's life grow.
叫我们如何来侍奉，让别人的生命也可以成长。
So this is one picture.
这是一幅的图画。
And another picture is about Jerusalem.
还有一幅图画是关于耶路撒冷。
And the third picture is about the vineyard.
第三幅图画是关于这个葡萄酒园。
Now let's look at the second picture about Jerusalem.
我们看一下关于耶路撒冷的第二幅图画。
And this is Isaiah 62.
以赛亚六十二章
and okay, Isaiah 62, the picture is this. The picture is Jerusalem there.
六十二章的这个图画就是耶路撒冷在这里。
But the wonder is this Jerusalem is a praise on the earth.
但是这个奇妙的是耶路撒冷在地上是被称颂的。
Yeah, when people see Jerusalem here, they give praise to God.
他们看见这个耶路撒冷就归荣耀给神。
You know, in present day's language, Jerusalem is the church.
用今天的话说，耶路撒冷就是教会。
And people in the world, people around us see the church.
当周围的人，世界上的人看见教会，
they give praise to God.
他们就为神赞美。
It's a wonderful picture.
这是一个很美的图画。
And here it says this. Verse, chapter 62, the Lord Jesus or Christ or that servant of the Lord says something.
主耶稣基督或者是那个神的仆人说了这样的话。
And then verse 1,
第一节,
For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest.Until her righteousness goes forth as brightness, and her salvation as a lamp that burns.
我因锡安必不静默，为耶路撒冷必不牺牲，直到他公义如光辉发出，他的救恩如明灯发亮。
So this servant of the Lord,
这个神的仆人
you know, sees Zion there, I mean sees Jerusalem there.
看见耶路撒冷
and then he says, for Jerusalem's sake, I'm not going to keep quiet.
他说为耶路撒冷的缘故我不静默
and I will not hold my song
我也不停止发声
and I will not rest
我也不休息。
I will keep working.
我要继续工作。
So that her righteousness, meaning the righteousness of Jerusalem, will go forth as brightness.
愿耶路撒冷的公义发出光辉。
And the Jerusalem's salvation will go out like a lamp that burns bright.
愿耶路撒冷的救恩如明灯发亮。
So this is what the servant of the Lord says he is doing.
这就是说神的仆人说他在做什么。
Now coming to verse 6 and 7.
到了第六、第七节。
He says, I want to assign my people on the wall as watchmen.
我要建立人在城墙上做守望者。
And they will do something just like what I'm doing.
他们要做我现在在做的。
And they're going to do something until God makes Jerusalem a praise on the earth.
他们一直这样做，只等到耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
Dear my sisters, it has great to do with us today.
这个跟我们今天有极大的关系。
You know, God on His church, on you and me, to be a praise on earth.
神要你我在这教会，在教会中，在这地上成为他的赞美。
He want our church to be a praise on earth.
他要我们的教会在地上成为神的赞美。
Sounds unbelievable.
听起来不可信的。
But this is exactly what God said.
但这是神说的。
This is exactly the servant of the Lord said.
这就是神的仆人说的，就是那样的话。
This is exactly what the Lord Jesus said.
主耶稣也正是这样说的。
And I see how what he said here.
你看他说什么。
Verse 6, I have set watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They shall never hold their peace day or night. And you who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent. And give him, meaning give God no rest, until God establishes, until he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
耶路撒冷啊，我在你城上设立守望的，他们昼夜必不静默，呼吁耶和华的，你们不要歇息，也不要使耶和华歇息，只等到他建立耶路撒冷，使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
I thank the Lord, our brother talks about building up.
我感谢神，我的弟兄说到建造。
The first time around, the people went back to Jerusalem and to build a temple.
第一次，这些人回到耶路撒冷建圣殿。
So it is a matter of building up.
是关于建设的。
It's building up the temple.
是建造圣殿的。
And then we know the third time when Nehemiah went back, they built up Jerusalem.
当尼希米再次回去的时候，他们是建耶路撒冷的城。
No matter what, it's building up.
不管建什么，都是在建造。
You know, we all have a responsibility there.
我们都有责任。
But here, the servant of the Lord said, I have set watchmen on the wall.
神的仆人说，我在你的城上设立守望的。
Now these watchmen do something.
这些守望者他们要做事的。
They will be praying all the time.
他们一直祷告。
They pray until God does something.
他们祷告到神做事。
Until what he says, until he establishes, until he makes.
只等到他建立耶路撒冷。
And make Jerusalem a praise on the earth.
只等到他在使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
Brothers and sisters, it is wonderful.
这实在美好。
You know, it says several things.
这里说了好几个事情。
First of all, you know these watchmen that the Christ can set on the wall.
这些守望者就是那些基督能够建立在墙上的。
Yeah, these are the people that the Lord can send.
这就是主能够差遣出去的人。
These are the people the Lord can assign.
这就是主可以给他们责任的人。
These are the people that has seen that Christ Himself is having no rest for Jerusalem.
这就是他们看见主耶稣基督对于耶路撒冷、对于教会不休息。
Yeah, so they have seen that He does not rest.
他们看见说他不休息。
So now the Lord tells them that they should not rest.
所以主就告诉他们说，你们也不能休息。
So、you have to pray.
你们要祷告。
You have to pray until God does something.
你们要一直祷告，直到神工作。
So, dear brothers and sisters, so these people are the people who listen, the people who obey.
这些是听话的人，也是顺从的人。
And these are the people who are willing to pray.
这也是愿意祷告的人。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes to pray is not that easy.
弟兄姐妹们，祷告有的时候并不容易的。
So here it says to pray day and night.
这里说昼夜不停的祷告。
Yeah, pray day and night until God does something.
一直等到神工作。
So thank the Lord, these are the people who are willing to walk with the Lord.
这些是愿意与神同行的。
Yeah, they want to listen to the voice of Christ.
他们听基督的话。
They are watchmen.
他们是守望者。
What does watchman mean?
守望者是什么？
You know, when I was young, I thought watchmen are the person that always will look at brothers and sisters.
Oh, 我年轻的时候觉得守望的人就是观看弟兄姐妹的。
She's not doing right, he's not doing right.
他做的不对，那个人做的也不对。
He's late to the Sunday meeting again.
星期天聚会又迟到。
And he fall asleep.
他又睡着了。
You know, this is I thought that watchmen...Was doing.
我觉得原来觉得这就是守望者。
But brothers and sisters, when you really see what watchman is doing,
但是你真的看见这个守望者的工作。
It is said in Ezekiel.
在以西结书说。
Ezekiel talks about watchman.
以西结说到这个守望的人。
And then finally, the Lord said to Ezekiel himself.
那主最后对以西结说。
And this is Ezekiel chapter 33.
以西结33章。
And the Lord said to Ezekiel.
神对以西结说
Ezekiel, I set you as a watchman on the wall.
以西结，我让你在城墙上做守望者。
Now, when I see the condition of the city not good,
我看城的光景不好
I'm going to tell you.
我就告诉你。
Now, you have to tell them.
你得要告诉他们。
Now, if they hear my voice and repent,
他们若听见我的声音又悔改
And then it's not your responsibility.
那就不是你的责任。
If you don't tell them,
如果你不告诉他们
then it's your responsibility.
那是你的责任。
So the point is this. The point is the watchman look at the Lord first.
守望者是要看着主的。
Yeah, you see what he said.
你要看他说什么。
You see his heart's feeling.
你看他心里感觉的是什么
You have to touch his heart. You have to know what he's thinking.
你要摸到他的心，想到他的心思。
You know, sometimes he's happy with our condition.
有的时候他对我们的光景是满意的。
You have to know.
我们要知道。
Sometimes he's so sad about our condition.
有的时候他对我们的光景很伤心的。
You also have to know.
你也要知道。
It is much, much more important to look at him than to look at my brothers.
看主比看其他的弟兄更重要。
You know, when we see what he thinks,
当我们知道看见他想的时候
then we can really come back to serve brothers and sisters.
我们就能够回头服侍我们的弟兄姐妹。
So this is the idea of watchmen.
这是守望者。
But these watchmen also pray.
这守望者也是祷告的人。
You know, they didn't say this. They didn't say, Oh Lord, you know, we have 200 people here.
他们没有说主啊我们这有200人。
And we want to do great things for you.
我们要为你做大事。
You know, we want to change the color of this wall from brown to red.
我们得把这个灰色的墙刷成红色的。
Oh Lord, give us energy and give us stamina to do this.
主啊，给我们力量和体力完成这个工。
They didn't pray that.
他们不是祷告这个。
They said, Lord, do things.
他说，主啊，做工。
You do things,
你来做工
so that Jerusalem can be a praise.
所以耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
Brothers and sisters, what does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
The Lord does work on what?
主在什么上面工作呢？
Do you want the Lord to bring a stone over on the wall to fill that gap?
你是要神拿一块石头摆在这个墙上把那个洞堵住吗？
I think what it means is this.
我想是这个意思。
Brothers and sisters, we are stones.
弟兄姐妹们，我们是石头。
It's just like the stones on that wall.
就好像那个
make up the wall.
那个城墙上有许多的石头。
And if you see, if you read Revelation, the end, that's about that idea.
你读启示录最后的时候也是这样的。
You know, we are rocks on the wall.
我们是城墙上的石头。
But finally, the Lord wants to see precious stones there.
但是主最后要看见宝石。
So every stone will get to be a precious stone.
每一个石头都成为宝石。
Now, according to Peter,
照着彼得所说的
Now, every stone will have to be a living stone.
每一块石头都成为活石。
be a living stone.
是活的石。
There's a life of Christ in there.
在里面有基督的生命。
So how does the Lord make Jerusalem a praise?
神怎么把耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的呢？
He makes you, he makes me a precious stone.
他把你和我做成宝石。
And not only that, 活石。
活石，活石。
Not only that, he makes you and me a precious stone.
不光是这样，他把你我也做成宝石。
Transparent.
透明的
，beautiful，
美丽的。
There's no foreign ingredients.
没有其他的杂物。
It's pure.
是纯洁的。
It's bright.
是透亮的。
It's shining.
是发光的。
So this is what God is doing.
这是主的工作。
So when they pray, say, Lord, do things to make Jerusalem praise.
他们就祷告说：“耶和华，你要工作，使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。”
I think today that means.Lord, work on me.
今天来说就是主啊，你在我身上做工。
Work on my brother.
在我弟兄身上做工。
Work on my brothers and sisters.
在我弟兄姐妹身上做工。
So all of us can become a living stone.
所以我们都能够成为活石。
You know, we are not going to stay as a stubborn stone.
我们不要成为一个顽固的石头。
No, we will be living stone.
我们要做活石。
And that your life is vibrant in us.
要你的生命是这样活活的在我们里面。
We want to be a precious stone.
我们也愿意做宝石。
So the light of your life can shine out from us.
那你生命的光可以从我们里面照出来。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is God's real building work.
这是神真实的建造的工作。
What can we contribute?
我们能够付出什么呢？
Is it his building work, or is my building work, or is your building work?
是他建造的工作，还是你的、我的建造工作？
It's not my building work.
不是我的。
It's not your building work either.
也不是你建造的工作。
It's his building work.
是他建造的工作。
He is able to make you and me different.
因为他能够让你我不同。
He is able to make you and me living stone.
他能够让你我成为活石。
He is able to make you and me precious stone.
他也能让你我成为宝石。
Brothers and sisters, this is the picture.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是那幅图画。
And finally, we have this thing called, make Jerusalem a praise.
那还有就是叫耶路撒冷成为可赞美。
And that's the result of it.
这是这个结果。
Brothers and sisters, it is really true.
弟兄姐妹们，这是真的。
You know, we God's people, as His church, if we are sincere before Him.
我们作为神的百姓，作为他的教会，如果我们对他是认真的
，Let him lead，
让他带领
，and let him bring us forward，
让他带领我们往前
，Let him do all the cutting work，
让他在我们身上做着雕琢的工作
，You know， so that， we will be different，
我们就会不同
，You know， the 200 of us are all different，
我们二百多号人。都不一样。
But there is something one thing the same in all of us.
但是在我们众人中间有一个是一样的。
That is the life of Christ.
就是基督的生命。
Which is bright,
也是
vibrant,
是有光亮的，也是有活力的。
Living,
是活的。
It's beautiful,
是美丽的。
So this is what God is doing.
这是神的工作。
It's the only way.Church can be a praise on the earth.
这是只有这一条路，要让教会在地上成为可赞美。
So dear brothers and sisters, may that be an encouragement to all of us.
弟兄姐妹们，愿意这成为我们的鼓励。
The Lord not only give us a requirement.
主不单给我们一个要求。
The requirement is be a praise on the earth.
要求就是在地上成为可赞美的。
The Lord has also given us a way.
神也给我们一条路。
The way is sincerely to pray.
这条路就是认真的祷告
and give our submission to God
也把我们的顺服归给神
now let him work in our life
让他在我们生命中工作
so that tomorrow is different than today
所以明天就不同于今天
we are really a living stone
我们真的成为活石
and a really a precious stone
真的成为宝石
you know, when people see from a difference The distance,
人从远处看见
so bright,
这是这样光亮的
so pure,
是这样纯洁的
so good,
是这样好的
This is what God wants,
这是神要的
Because we are his inheritance,
因为我们是他的产业
So at the beginning of the book of Isaiah, the inheritance was so poor,
在以赛亚书一开始的时候，这个产业的光景很贫穷。
But Isaiah has this vision.
但是以赛亚有这个意象。
Now if we are obedient,
如果我们顺服
，God will make us really bright inheritance.
神要把我们做成光亮的产业。
That Jerusalem can be a praise on earth.
耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
The next picture is a picture of new wine.
第三幅图画就是这个新酒的图画。
Now let's take a look at the Isaiah 65 verse 8.
以赛亚书第六十五章第八节。
Thus says the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one says, do not destroy it, for the blessing is in it. So will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all.
葡萄中寻得新酒，人就说，不要毁坏，因为福在其中，因我众仆人的缘故，也必照样这样而行，不将他们全然毁灭。
Now let me read verse 9 also. So he's saying, I will bring forth descendants from Jacob and from Judah, an heir of my mountains. My elect shall inherit it, and my servants shall dwell there.
我必从雅各中领出后裔，从犹大中领出承受我众山的，我的选民必承受，我的仆人要在那里居住。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this is not the servant of the Lord speaking.
这不是神的那位仆人说话。
This is God Himself speaking.
这是耶和华如此说。
Now He's giving us a picture of the vineyard.
他就给我们一幅葡萄园的景象。
And brothers and sisters, vineyard in Isaiah it talks about His own people, Israel.
在以赛亚书中，葡萄园就说到神自己的百姓以色列。
If you go to chapter 5, it goes in detail about the Lord says, my vineyard is not producing good grapes.
在第五章，主就说我自己的葡萄园没有结出好的葡萄。
Now coming to 65 verse 8.
到了六十五章第八节。
Now the Lord is using an analogy.
他就做了一个比方。
And the analogy is an owner of a vineyard.
这个比方就是有一个葡萄园的主人。
Yeah, he tried to find good grapes to make new wine.
他要找好的葡萄来做新酒。
But he could not find any.
他找不到。
And all the grapes in his vineyard are no juice and not good and really he doesn't like any.
他园中的葡萄要么没有汁水，要么不好，他都不喜欢。
But somehow suddenly he finds a cluster of grapes.
但突然他找到一串的葡萄。
Now the grapes on that cluster are so good.
这一串葡萄非常的好。
And that the grapes can be made into new wine.
这个葡萄就能够被做成新酒。
And that so he likes it so much.
他非常的喜悦这个。
And he said, I'm not going to destroy the whole vineyard.
他就说我不会毁灭整个葡萄园。
So that's the picture here.
这就是这里的图画。
But then he said, I'm not really talking about grapes.
但我也不是真的在说葡萄。
I'm talking about my servants.
我是在说我的仆人们。
And it's a plural, so I'm talking about my many servants.
是我许多的仆人们。
Now because of them,
因为他们的缘故
，I'm not going to destroy all.
我不会把这些都毁坏。
Brothers and sisters, it's a very severe warning of the Lord.
这是主很严厉的一个警告。
Now, what he's saying, I mean the picture of a vineyard is very clear.
这个葡萄园的景图画是很清楚的了。
Now, what about what he said about his servants?
那他对于他仆人们的话是怎么说呢？
And he's saying that if I didn't have these servants,
如果我没有这些仆人，
I would destroy them all.
我要把他们全然毁灭。
So who is that them?
那些人是谁呢？
Brothers and sisters, the them is his people.
这些人就是他的百姓。
The them is Israel.
这百姓就是他的以色列。
Brothers and sisters, of course, when he said destroy them, it doesn't mean kill them off. It doesn't mean that.
当然，全然毁灭不是说把他们全都杀了。
It means this. It means you no longer represent me.
意思就是你再也不能代表我。
You cannot represent me.
你不能够再代表我。
So I'm going to remove your lampstand from among you.
我要把你的灯台从你中间拿去。
Remember in the Revelation, chapter 2, about the Ephesus church.
你记得启示录第二章关于以弗所的教会吗？
The Lord said,
主说,
you know, you have to go back to your first love.
你要回到起初的爱。
You have to go back to your first works.
你要回到你起初的工作。
Yeah. If you don't,
如果不这样,
then I'm going to remove the lampstand from you.
我就要把你的灯台从你中间挪去。
That means you don't represent me anymore.
意思就是你不能够再为我做见证。
So here, the Lord says, it is because of these many servants.
是因主在这里说，因为我这许多仆人的缘故。
I still see hope in my own Israel.
我仍旧在我自己的以色列有看见盼望。
I still see hope in my own people.
我在我自己的百姓中还看见盼望。
I still see hope in my own church.
我在我自己的教会中还看见有盼望。
I still see hope in my inheritance.
我在我产业中还有盼望。
You know, I'm not going to remove the lampstand from their midst.
我不要把灯台从他们中间挪去。
So, brother and sister, this is the picture.
这是那一幅图画。
Now,What about this new wine? What does that new wine really mean?
那个新酒是什么意思呢?
You know, the new wine, in the 2 Corinthians, I think the 2 Corinthians chapter 4,
在哥林多后书第四章,
the Lord Jesus and the Apostle Paul said this.
使徒保罗这样说,
He said, you know, we who work for the Lord,
我们服侍主的人,
you know, wherever we go, we bring the fragrance,Of Christ.
我们去到哪里都把基督的香气带到那里。
Fragrance of Christ.
这是基督的香气。
So the new wine, it brings the fragrance of Christ.
这个新酒就带来基督的香气。
You know, wherever you go, somehow people see you, somehow people are around you, they somehow smell the fragrance of Christ.
你走到哪里，人就闻到基督的香气。
And then we also know that the new wine, because the grapes are good,So the grape must have connected to the vine really well.
因为这个新酒是用好葡萄做的，所以这个葡萄必须是连着这个根的。
You know, our Lord Jesus says in John chapter 15.
所以主耶稣在约翰十五章说
，I am the vine.
我是葡萄树。
You are the branches.
你们是枝子。
You know, abide in me, and I in you.
你住在我里面，我也住在你里面。
And then you produce good fruit.
你们就多结果实。
So, dear brothers and sisters.It's fragrance, it's life.
是香气，是生命。
So we can sense that.
我们可以感觉得到的。
But then, brothers and sisters, there's more.
还有啊，弟兄姐妹。
You know, in the Old Testament, there was a picture.
在旧约圣经里有一幅图画。
There's a story.
有一个故事。
You know, we all know this person by the name of Gideon in the Judges.
在四世纪有一个人叫基甸。
And in Gideon has 70 kids, 70 sons.
基甸有七十个儿子。
And then one of the, and then they all killed off by a bad guy.
他们被一个坏人都杀了。
Only one little, the youngest one ran away.
最小的那一个跑掉了。
His name is Jotham.
他的名字叫约坦。
Now he went to the mountain.
他就到山上。
And he proclaimed a parable.
他就宣告了一个预言。一个比喻。
He said there are many trees.
他说有许多的树林中有许多的树。
And these trees, I want to, want to come to the olive tree, want to make olive tree a king.
这些树来到这个橄榄树的面前，要橄榄树做王。
Now the olive tree says, "I'm not interested in being a king."
那这个橄榄树说，我没有兴趣做王。
And I don't want to wave over other trees.
我也不想飘摇在众树之上。
I only want to do one thing.
我就只想做一个事。
I want to produce the good food.
我就想
good fruit.
产出好的果实。
And then to make oil.
给人做油。
So this is what he said.
这是他说的。
Now the other, so the tree says, oh, okay, we give you up. Now they come to the fig tree.
那这些众树又来到这个无花果树那里。
He says,You know, we want to make you king.
我们愿意让你做王。
And fig tree says, "No, I'm not interested in being your king."
这个无花果树说，我没有兴趣做你们的王。
And I don't want to wave over other trees.
我也不想招摇在众树之上。
I only have one interest.
我只有一个兴趣。
My interest is to produce the fruit.
就是想要结果实。
For people to eat.
让人来吃。
So they gave him up.
他们也放弃了。
So they come to the vine.
他们来到这个葡萄树。
So they tell the vine, "We're going to make you a king."
他们跟葡萄树说，请你来做王。
The vine says, "No, I'm not interested in being a king."
葡萄树说，我们不兴，没有兴趣做王。
You know, I don't want to wave over other trees.
我也不想飘摇在众树之上。
I only have one thing I want to do.
我只有一件事想做。
I want to produce good grapes.
我就想要产出好的葡萄。
And that grapes can be made good new wine.
它就能够做出新酒。
And that new wine can cheer the heart of God.
那个新酒可以让神的心喜乐。
It can cheer the heart of man.
可以让人的心喜乐。
That's all I want to do.
我就想做这个。
So dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
what does the new wine do?
新酒是干什么呢?
The new wine cheers the heart of God.
新酒让神的心满意。
And the new wine cheers the heart of man.
新酒让人的心喜乐。
So this is what the Lord is saying.
这是主说的。
You know, out of so many vines which are no good, here is a cluster of grapes.
这么多葡萄园中这么多的树，只有这一串。
And it can produce good wine.
这一串能够做新酒。
New wine.
新酒。
Can cheer the heart of God and cheer the heart of man.
可以让神和人的心喜乐。
So the Lord says, for their reason, I'm not going to destroy the whole.
因着 这一群人的缘故，我不要把他们全部毁灭。
And the Lord said, "I'm talking about my servants."
但是主说，我是在说我的仆人们。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，you know we who are willing to follow him.
我们这些愿意跟随他的人。
And as my brother said, we are the remnants.
当我们弟兄说我们是余民。
You know we want to follow the Lord.
我们愿意跟随主。
And the Lord, because we mourn for Zion.
因为我们为锡安悲伤
The Lord makes us trees of righteousness.
神把我们做成公义树
And because we mourn for Zion.
因为我们为锡安悲伤
The Lord makes us watchmen on the wall.
神把我们建立在城墙上做守望者
To pray to the Lord day and night.
我们向神昼夜祷告
Until his church is made a praise on the earth.
直到他的教会在地上成为可赞美。
And then we pray, we mourn for Zion.
因为我们为锡安忧伤。
And then we become his good servants.
我们成为他好的仆人。
And the good servants in the likelihood, in the likeness of this servant of the Lord.
这良善的仆人是照着那仆人的形象做成。
Now these servants, wherever they go, they bring forth the fragrance of Christ.
这些众仆人们无论去到哪里都带出基督的馨香。
You know, wherever they go, they bring the life of Christ.
他们无论去到哪里都把基督的生命带出来。
And wherever they go, they cheer up, they bring blessing to people.
他们无论走到哪里他们都让人的心喜乐。
And when God sees this,
那神看见
God's so happy.
神也喜乐。
You know, these people are just like my son.
这些人如同我的儿子。
My good servants.
那一位仆人
Brother and sister, the wonderful thing is this.
这是美妙的是在这里
The wonderful thing is these servants don't live for themselves.
这些仆人众仆人们不是为自己而活的
Right? They don't live for themselves.
他们不为自己而活
Because for their reason, God is going to not destroy the whole.
因为为着他们的缘故神不将他们全然毁灭
So their existenceHas a purpose.
他们存在有一个目的。
Their existence has a value.
他们存在有价值。
The value is that God has His heart still hopeful for His people.
就是他们存在，就是给神有一个盼望，他给他的百姓有一个盼望。
That His people can still be His good inheritance.
他叫他的百姓还能做他的产业。
That it's still possible to find riches of the.Glory in his inheritance.
还能够在他的产业中得着丰盛的荣耀。
For that reason, the Lord is not going to remove the lampstand.
为着这个缘故，主不把这个金灯台挪去。
They can still be God's inheritance.
他们还能够做神的产业。
They can still be God's testimony.
他们还可以做神的见证。
So, dear brothers and sisters, you see these people, you know, when their heart is toward the Lord.What God can get out of them.
当你看见这些人他们的心向着神的时候神能够从他们身上得着这些。
Now God's heart is cheered.
神的心就喜乐了。
And God's testimony is preserved.
神的见证就得以保存。
And God's inheritance has a hope.
神的产业就有盼望。
So this is what Isaiah was trying to tell us.
这是以赛亚要告诉我们的。
And then there is a last picture in the last chapter.
在最后一章还有最后的一幅图画。
In the chapter 66.
在第六十六章。
Verse 1 and 2.
第一、第二节。
Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build me? And where is the place of my rest?
耶和华如此说，天是我的座位，地是我的脚凳。你们要为我造何等的殿宇？哪里是我安息的地方呢？
Francis, note his question.
你看见这些的许多的问题。
His question is, where is the place of my rest?
神问说，我安息的地方在哪里呢？
God is God of heaven and earth.
神是天地的主。
Heaven is my throne, earth is my footstool.
天是我的座位，地是我的脚凳。
But I find no place to rest.
但是我却没有安息的地方。
In the New Testament, our Lord Jesus, when he was on earth,
在新约的时候，当主耶稣在地上的时候，
he said, "Fox has hole."
他说狐狸有洞。
And the birds has nest.
天上的飞鸟有窝。
And the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.
但是人子却没有枕头的地方。
But sister, have you ever thought about this?
弟兄姐妹们，你考虑过这个问题吗？
This God who is God of heaven and earth.
这个天地的主。
He has no place to rest.
他没有安息的地方。
Our Lord Jesus on earth, he has no place to lay his head.
主耶稣在地上的时候没有枕头的地方。
Now, sometimes ago, I thought our Lord Jesus was too busy.
那我们觉得主耶稣很忙。
I want you to think deeper.
我要你再想一想。
You think deeper in the light of Isaiah.
借着以赛亚，你再想一想。
Now it's deeper. The Lord Jesus has no place to lay his head because he find nowhere. He find no one.
主耶稣没有地方可以枕头，因为他找不到那个地方，也找不到那些人。
So everybody reject him.
都是拒绝他的人。
And his own disciples fight each other for position.
他的众门徒们啊，彼此争斗为着地位。
Gave him so much headache.
嗯，给他很头痛。
He has no place to lay his head.
他没有地方可以安息他的头。
Now, Isaiah 66 verse 2.
那六十六章第二节。
For all those things my hand has made, and all those things exist, says the Lord. But on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who tremble at my word.
耶和华说，这一切都是我手所造的，所以就都有了。但我所看顾的，就是虚心痛悔，因我的话而战惊的人。
And sisters, what does look mean? What does, on this one will I look? What does that look mean?
这第二节说，我所看顾的是什么意思？
Yeah, in Chinese it says 看顾 meaning he's coming and take care of you. Actually, in the original language, it means something else.
中文说看顾，好像他来看我们，这其实不是这个意思。
Yeah, what it really says is connected to the previous sentence that where can I find a place of my rest?
这个跟前面的那句话是有关系的，我哪里是我安息的地方呢？
Now he says, on these people I find my rest.
他说在这些人中间我得着安息。
So these are the people where I look.
在这个人，这些人就是我看的。
You know, when I'm so tired, I'm so busy, I have no rest, I have no reception, now come to these people I find.
当我很累很忙碌的时候，没有人接待我，没有安息的地方，但是我来到这些人的中间，我就有安息。
Who is poor, who has a contrite spirit?
这些人虚心痛悔，因我的话而战惊。
Yeah, tremble at my word.
因我的话而战惊。
Dear brothers and sisters, those are the people who mourn in Zion.
这些就是那些为锡安忧伤的人。
Those are the people who care.
这是那些留心的人。
Those are the people just like that ox, just like that donkey.
就是像牛像驴一样的人。
Those are the people who walk with the Lord.
就是与主同行的人。
Those are the people who sometimes feel so tired.
就是这些常有的时候觉得很疲乏的人。
Those are the people who sometimes feel so disheartened.
有的时候觉得很伤心的人。
And then the Lord support, the Lord lift them up.
主耶稣就提起他们
and make them walk,
让他们行走
make them go,
让他们走
like, lift up like eagle,
如鹰展翅上腾
so dear brothers and sisters, the Lord treasures those people,
神宝贵这样的人
these are his true inheritance,
这是他真的产业
now in him, in them, he can find rest,
在这些人中间他有安息
brothers and sisters, the same with our Lord Jesus,
跟主耶稣一样的。
You know, the Lord Jesus, when he was on earth, he could not find a place to lay his head.
主耶稣在地上的时候找不到一个枕头的地方。
But dear brothers and sisters, today, you and I, are we willing to live a life and to think and to feel in a way that the Lord Jesus will find rest in you and in me?
弟兄姐妹，今天我们的心思，我们的心里面所想的，是不是让主耶稣可以找到安息的地方呢
？And for the Lord Jehovah, that would be His inheritance.
对于主耶和华来说，那就是他的产业。
My people,
这是他的百姓。
You know who knows me?
是认识他的人。
My people who knows my heart.
那些认识神心肠的人。
The my people who know when I'm sad.When I'm joyful,
就是这些百姓知道什么时候伤心，什么时候喜悦。
And my people who know what I want,
这些百姓知道神要什么。
I want them individually, what I want them individually.
神说我神知道，他们知道神要他们每一个人要的是什么。
And what I want of them together,
也知道他们团体要的是什么。
What I want out of my church,
也知道从教会中要的是什么。
This is what Lord Jehovah said.
这是主耶和华说的。
And today, Lord Jesus says the same thing.
今天主耶稣也说同样的话。
You know, he wants to find what he wants in you and in me.
他要在你我中间找到他想要的。
Now he wants us together. He wants to find what he wants in you, me together.
他要在你我一起的中间找到他想要找到的。
So, brothers and sisters, our existence is not without purpose.
我们的存在不是没有目的的。
And our existence is not unimportant.
我们的存在也不是不重要的。
Our existence is extremely important to him.
我们的存在对神来说是非常重要的。
Because we are his inheritance.
因为我们是他的产业。
Not only his inheritance.
不光是他的产业。
But there is the riches of the glory in that inheritance.
并且在他的产业中他要得着丰盛的荣耀。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
May we be encouraged.
愿我们因着这样得着鼓励。
Brothers and sisters, every year, may the Lord see us different.
每一年我们盼望神看我们都不一样。
May the Lord see in us his inheritance, the glory of his inheritance.
愿神在我们中间看见他的产业，他荣耀的产业。
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Lord, we really thank you, really praise you.
主，我们感谢你，赞美你。
It's almost not possible for us to believe that you have such expectation for us.
主，对我们来说，要相信你在我们身上的盼望啊，是何等难的事。
But Lord, we really thank you. We really praise you.
主，我们真的感谢你，也赞美你。
Now, over the years, you have given us a trace of that sense.
啊，这么多年以来，你给我们有一点点的感觉。
To know that your heart.Where your heart is at.
叫我们知道你心在哪里。
We know how much you love each one of us and how much you love your own church.
也知道你如何爱我们每一个人，也爱你自己的教会。
And you just don't want us to wander around.
你就是不想要我们流荡在外。
You want us to be your good inheritance.
你要我们做你好的产业。
To express your glory.
能够发表你的荣耀
to be your testimony,
也能够做你的见证
that the Jerusalem could be a praise on the earth
愿耶路撒冷在地上成为可称赞
you even want us to be your new wine
你也让我们作为新酒
that your heart can be cheered
叫你的心得着喜乐
that people can get the blessing
叫人也能得着祝福
and we thank you Lord for that
说我们为着这个感谢你
and the more wonderful is
更荣耀的是
you want us to be a people
你要我们成为一群的人。
Because of us, your hope on your own church is high.
你在你教会的盼望是高的。
So Lord, we thank you, we praise you.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
May you bless all of us.
愿你祝福我们所有的人。
Encourage all my dear brothers and sisters.
也鼓励我所有的弟兄姐妹们在这里的。
Be your wonderful testimony.
让我们做你荣耀的见证。
Be your wonderful inheritance.
要叫我们做你荣耀的产业。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.